Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. That's what I'm shooting for. That's what I'm shooting for. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you found it. And I hope my words help you, and maybe they'll help your friends too. So share it out there and get the word out. You just might change somebody's life. That music you heard was from Robert Schultz and Schultz Music Publications. Check out all his publications at schultzmusic.com. All right, my book's coming out. I'm still tweaking it out, getting it ready for the printer. It's called The Positive Perspective, and it will be out hopefully by the end of the month. If you get a chance, head over to BePositivePodcast.com and grab something from the store. That will help me get this book out even faster. I appreciate it. If you've got something on your mind, you want me to talk about it, or you just want to send me a picture of what inspired you today, go to the text line 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. Just like I heard from Michelle from sunny Colorado, sent me a picture with a tattoo with an infinity sign on her wrist, and it says, be positive. And she said that the podcast has inspired her to get that tattoo right there. That is amazing. I have made it big time now. Got a be positive tattoo. Awesome. Oh, man. Michelle, that is so cool. Thanks for sharing that with me. And I'm glad that you enjoyed the show enough to tattoo it on your body. That's awesome. If you've got a story, you want me to talk about something, you want my positive perspective, you know where to go, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on the show, and I'll give you a shout out. Just like Michelle with the tattoo from sunny Colorado, and Lucy listening on Spotify. Lucy, I love chatting with you on a text line. It's great. Kathy in Iowa, your son, how's he doing? You said he's doing good, got a job, staying sober. That's awesome. Awesome. That's good stuff. I want to read a quick email I got from someone that says, thank you for taking the time to read my story. I'll keep this short. My significant other and I have been in a long-distance relationship for 3 years. He would like to move in together, but I am unsure. We both work in two separate directions, and it's been very hard to find middle ground. We are fortunate right now to both have jobs, but the uncertainty of the pandemic is making me nervous. I feel as though starting our life together is long overdue. However, I am nervous about the financial challenges and uncertainty of the pandemic, and I'm wondering if this is really the right time. Thank you in advance for your advice. I love your podcast and keeps me going. Well, I'll tell you right now, you can't really worry about the future financial challenges. If you want to do it, if you want to take the next step, if you both want to take the next step, then do it. You'll find a way. You'll find a way. I don't think you should ever wait for the proverbial right time to do anything. You feel that your life together is long overdue, and there will be financial challenges, and there'll be emotional challenges. There'll be all kinds of stuff, but that's the beauty. You're going to have someone to spend it with and to go through it with. And you say during the pandemic, I wonder if this is the right time. You can't, just like I said, you can't wait for the right time. I did air quotes right there. The right time to do anything, because you're always going to have that fear that's going to help you to make the excuse to not actually go through with it. Oh, the fear of failure. What if we're financially broke? What if one of us goes south health-wise? What if something happened? What if? You're trying to predict the future. Just live in the moment and be aware of the moment and enjoy it, because you can't predict the future. You can worry about it and you can try to predict it, but it doesn't, you can't. And you're going to worry yourself into a situation that if you're thinking of it as the worst case scenario, you're going to be constantly having that on your mind. Your subconscious is going to pick up on that. Your conscious mind is going to create it, and you're going to create these negative things in your life. So if you start noticing that you're thinking that you're afraid about what if there's financial challenges in the future. Okay, I'm going to set your mind at ease right now. There will be financial challenges in the future. And then you say, what about uncertainty of the pandemic? There is always going to be uncertainty of your health. You know, not just the pandemic. Who knows? You could have a heart attack, a stroke. I mean, there's so many ways that people can die, and it's just, you're worrying about that is just not going to keep you happy. So he would like to move in, and you're unsure. That's where you have to, you're trying to fish around, I think, and maybe find, and maybe you're not quite ready, but you have to question yourself, because if he's ready, and you think he's ready, and you're wondering if you're ready, that's up to you. Only you can answer that. But the financial challenges, don't worry about it. They'll be there for you. Trust me. And you'll get through them with someone that you love. It's so much better when you're together, especially if it's working. And it sounds like you guys, from that little short email, it sounds like it matters, you know, and you guys matter to each other. So it actually goes to the title of this show. I never said the title of the show. Today's show is Be True to Yourself, because it matters. It does, because if you're not true to yourself, then nothing really matters if you're living for somebody else. But it sounds like you are ready, almost ready to move in and change your life together. So once you're ready and you do it, don't worry about the future. Don't start trying to predict the future or saying what if there's financial challenges? What if? You can't say that. You have to think and live in the present. All right. So that's it. That's what I got. It's a quick, short show. I just hope that, I really appreciate the tattoo picture. I'll post it on the Be Positive Facebook page or something like that, or tag it, or, it'll be, Be Positive Tattoo. I'll do a hashtag. How about that? So, I appreciate it. If you like the show, share it. If you don't like it, hey, listen to it one more time. You might like it. Anyway, my name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.